Blog Talk Radio.
For tonight, we're going to have a blessed evening. The Holy Spirit is with us, and we're ready to do God's will tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm here. Oh, first of all, I just want to welcome everyone. You're listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT. Hi, T. How are you today?
Hi. Very good. I want to say hello to all our friends and family all over the world. God bless you for tuning in. And all of you guys that are regular, you know who you are. The Lord be with you, and the newcomers, welcome to the TNT show. And it's not really a show. It's the glory of God.
Amen.
Come to give glory to the Holy One. You're just here to bring glory to the Lord. And we thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And we just pray that you all will be blessed today, Father God. Let your spirit touch everyone who's listening to this broadcast tonight, no matter where they are in the world. Let them be blessed, whether they're listening on their computers, on their phones, wherever, Lord. Let them be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Open up the hearts and the minds, the spirits and the souls of all the people, that they may hear your word and be strengthened and move on up to another level. Praise the Lord. So go ahead and have your friends and family to call in the number 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight and all this week. Or just click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular show. If you don't want to dial in, just go ahead and do that. And don't forget, you can also see T. Meyer and Tasila on Facebook, YouTube, and many other social media platforms, you know, just to name a few. Just look for the Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tosila McCain. We're on HSBN.TV. We're on the HSBN.TV channel. So look us up. Look for The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tosila McCain, okay? And let's see. We're also on iHeartRadio and many other apps. So just go ahead and do that. You'll be blessed. We'd like for you to remember and tell your friends that we have a book called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. It is a must-read book. You will be enlightened. I believe that you will be highly strengthened in the Lord, and God will become more real to you as his mysteries are being unveiled, as the mystery of who he is being unveiled to you. So go ahead and do that. Also, if you're looking for a place to worship, come and worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., 1:30 in the afternoon. So come and join us. You'll be blessed. And also remember to visit our website, churchofjesuschristministry.com. Okay, go ahead and do that. And then just go on and go through the web page, and you will be able to navigate through all the different pages, and you'll be blessed. So go ahead and check that out. All righty? Okay, so listen, I want you to stay right there. Don't go away. We will be right back. Praise the Lord.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. Even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. It's even is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your kingdom come. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief, God. Jesus, I believe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we do believe. You're listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila. And, you know, wait a minute. I hear something. What is
it?
All of our listeners know what this means. It means that it's TNT time. That's right, it's TNT time. All right, Pastor Tasila, what are we talking about today?
Ooh, we're talking about the authority. The authority in God.
Yes.
The people don't understand
yes.
who the boss is. We're talking about the authority. Authority in the Lord Jesus, and we're talking about the authority that he has given us also.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's like a big question. First, we're going to is why is God the ultimate authority? You know, people hate that fact that there's someone
yeah.
over them. And
mm-hmm.
he is the ultimate authority. And you
mm-hmm.
may have heard people say that God's word is our authority in every area. And the answers and Genesis speakers have often said this. The reason God's word is our authority in every area is because God is, I said he is the ultimate authority. And he is the
That's
one
right.
who ultimately authored all the scriptures. And 2 Timothy
mm-hmm.
3:16, it says, all scripture is breathed out of God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. And this might make some wonder why God has the right to have authority over everything. God created man in his image, and he also gave man authority over the fish of the sea. See, he has the ultimate authority, but he also has given man authority also. He has given
mm-hmm.
us authority over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Genesis 1:26 said, then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion. You guys have this still. You have dominion
hmm.
over the fish of the
That's
sea.
Right.
That's why you go fishing. Over the birds
That's
of the
right.
heavens. And over all the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Isn't that something? And Adam
yeah.
did not question God's authority. When God was giving him some authority over God's creation, and we should not question God's authority either. God is the ultimate authority simply because he is the Lord, and there is no other. It is he who created everything, including mankind. God is the father of mankind, and as such, he has authority over us. Yes, he does. He did give you a free will.
Yeah.
And so people take liberty in their free will. But when you realize, like, one time I heard God's voice audibly, and it scared me for a whole week, down to the bone. When you realize who you're dealing with, you will see why he has authority over us. He created us. If it wasn't for him, or he ceased to even believe or think of us, we wouldn't even exist. That's the whole thing. But people are so arrogant now, and even the serpent questioned God's authority back in the Garden of Eden. And that's how he got to deceive Eve. When he questioned him, he said, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made." And he said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" He asked her a question. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the tree," she went on to explain to him. But he tried to question God's authority. And the same thing is going on in the earth right now. We have so many people questioning God's authority and bucking up against him and the church and his word that we have chaos in the earth. But those that are listening and under the sound of my voice, I'm telling you, the Lord is bringing back his government to this realm, his system of doing things. His way is going to be the ultimate way of doing things. And a good thing, he wants you to partner with him and work alongside of him to help bring these things into fruition. And once I remember, but before that, I want to tell about that it's our job to take authority over all situations that we see right now and that the Holy Spirit guides us in that's out of order. It's our job. When we see something, we must say something. In the heavens, we fight in the heavens and then we fight on the earth. We vote in the earth, but we fight in the heavens. That's our place of authority where we fight from. We don't fight just these people out here fighting physical fights, beating each other and all that. That's not, it's not it. That's not it. We fight in the heavens. I remember when one of these groups, Amalekites or one of them, they were fighting and the Lord was beating them from the heavens on top. He was throwing snowballs and beating them from on top. And that's how the war is won, from the heavens. Because there's a greater power and authority over all of us, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can't get that mingled and mixed up. Yes, but he did give us authority to see something, say something, pray for something, tear things down. He said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in the heavens," and that's where we're coming from. He has given us authority in this realm. But once, while praying, I heard the Lord say this to me. He said, "You are my signet ring." So afterwards, I began to look it up, and it was plain. It was in Haggai 2:32 that says, "On that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel." This is speaking in God's language to the church. Hold on 1 second. "I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant." That's where we are. We're all servants. Even though God uses us, we're not elitist. We're not better. We're not greater. We're all servants of the Most High. And then he says, "And make you like a signet ring. For I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts." And the Song of Solomon, the Lord told us to set him as a seal upon our hearts. Now, in this verse from Haggai, he says he will make us like a signet ring. The signet ring throughout history was the king's ring that held the power to make and change laws, to set seals, to send forth decrees and edicts, which is an official order or proclamation issued by a person in authority or change a command given by a leader. You may remember when King Herod told the dancer, I will give unto you all that you ask up to half of his kingdom. He had that authority to give her even half of his kingdom. And in the book of Esther 5:3, when the king asked her, what do you want, Queen Esther? What is your request? I will give it unto you, even if it's half of the kingdom. And how Mordecai, her uncle, is awarded the king's signet ring when Haman had given up the position he held. Mordecai was able to send out a new order for the Jews to rise up and defend themselves, thus saving the Hebrew people from annihilation. And Haggai, God's people, spoke through him to Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judah, to tell him that all things were changing in the kingdoms of the world. In today's world, the kingdoms of this world are definitely being shaken everywhere we turn and changed. But we must turn our eyes upon the seal of our Father God and upon his signet ring in order to grow each day wherever we have been planted. We must learn to exercise ourselves wherever God has placed you. Stop trying to go to another country, another city, another area. Work where God has placed you, and he has given you the authority. And God's authority was given to us by Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, the Almighty God, the Father. One commentary said that this verse in Haggai is referring to Jesus Christ, and I totally agree, because as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have his authority residing inside of us. All of us have Jesus Christ residing within us. If you are born again, you gave your life to the Lord, you have Jesus Christ, the incorruptible seed, residing inside of you. And God has given Jesus the position of full authority, and he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all. Ephesians 1:2-3, since the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of us, he wants us to use the power of his stamp, his authority, upon our lives to rule and reign with him. And Luke 10:19 says, behold, then Jesus, overflowing with the Holy Spirit, anointing of joy, said, Father, thank you, for you are the Lord supreme over heaven and earth. You have hidden the great revelations of this authority from those who are proud. Now, if you're real proud and you haven't humbled yourself before the Lord and you consider yourself some type of elitist and grand poobah and all the scheme of things, you might not understand or see any of this. Because even Jesus said, thank you, Father, Lord supreme over heaven and earth. You have hidden the great revelation of this authority from those who are proud, those wise in their own eyes, and you have shared it with these who have humbled themselves. Yes, Father, this is what pleases your heart, us humbling ourselves to him. In a very way, you have chosen, this is what Jesus says, and that way you have chosen them to extend your kingdom. This is the way God is using to extend his kingdom, and he's doing his choosing to those who have humbled themselves to him. And he says, you are giving it, you give to those who become like trusting children. And he's telling him, you shared it, Lord. He shared what? He shared the authority that God gives his humble children for the furtherance of the kingdom. Jesus said, now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority to trample over his kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom that we see rising up now, this kingdom of darkness, this kingdom of demonic realm that wants to go against the laws and rules of God, that hate Jesus and his anointed ones. You will trample, the Lord said, over every demon before you and overcome every power of Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you when you walk in this authority, God's authority that he gave you. He says, however, your real source of joy isn't merely that these spirits submit to your authority, but that your names are written in the book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your names are written in the books of heaven, and that you belong to God's kingdom. This is the true source of your authority. Whoo! Now let us all come together and say this prayer. Father, grant us the courage to be your people in the earth today, to stand strong in the power of your might, to be able to move in the authority you have given to each and every one of us as your children. Father, enlighten the eyes of our hearts and reveal to us who we are in you. That's why Pastor T and I are on here tonight, because we want to bring this to your remembrance. This is just the pure word of God. This is something Jesus already set up, something the Father has put in motion, and that he wants to reveal to the those that are humble before him, that you have a great authority residing inside of you. And I know that the wickedness is rising, but God is also lifting up a standard against it. The Spirit of the Lord is lifting up a standard against this high-level wickedness. And he's using you, little, humble, childlike, no one knows, in the cleft of the rock, you, to come against what we're seeing. And how do we do that? We use the Word of God. We come in the Word of God and in the power of his might and his name, the Lord, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We tear down strongholds, because you're not fighting with humans. I see in humans hitting each other, busting each other upside the head because of LGBTQ and because of transgender and porn they're trying to bring into schools, and people are physically fighting. This is not a physical fight, people. This is a spiritual fight. Like the Lord said, you're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. This is the demonic second realm. It says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil on earth, because the devil has come down on the earth. This is what you're seeing, demonic powers on the earth trying to take control, making people think their thoughts, trying to make you think their thoughts. And that's why we have the pure word of God, so you can think the thoughts and mind of God. Because God said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. That the woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down. He's trying to make you delusional, make you think that your genes are not XX and XY, that your genes are something else. When you see that the genes is whatever God created when you were in your mother's womb, when you were there, he knew you. And God knows he doesn't make mistakes, and he knows what he made. And woe to the inhabitants of the inhabitants, because they're trying to infiltrate the schools and teach the children porno at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and sixth grade. This is an abomination, because the minds of the enemy is wicked all the time. But here it is, God has us fighting in a position because we see it in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has us fighting in that position. That's how you war. That's how you break down the strongholds from the third heaven. Enemies in the second. You're on top. You're in the third with Jesus Christ. You are seated. He's the great mediator. He is interceding for us. He's a great intercessor for us. He's fighting these battles for us, but we're fighting from the heavens, the third heaven, on top of the second. This is not like a war that just started. It's been going on for eons, but we are now finding ourselves part of it. And so now you must choose what side you're going to be on. But you got to know that you're not choosing the wrong side when you choose the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has given you weaponry to fight with. He's given you his authority, his word, his sword. And I thank the Lord that you have allowed the Lord to use you in this hour. Come on, Special Ops. I know some Marines out there. Wake up. Stand up. Fight. It's time to fight. It's not time to just woe is me and lay down. Use the authority of the Word of God against every situation and stand in it. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, Pastor Key.
Ooh, amen and amen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Wow, that was powerful. Praise the Lord.
Yo, lift them high, let us fight for the more time. Listen, what?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tusila, also known as TNT. And what we're talking about tonight is authority, the authority of Jesus Christ. Christians, we have authority. Jesus has given us his authority only to be used for the glory of God. That's what we use his authority for. It's for the glory of God. We have authority, but who doesn't want you to know that?
Satan.
That's why we are always feeling like we are constantly losing the battle, because he has made you think you are powerless. Therefore, it's hard for you to believe. You are so used to being a victim that you can't see that you have the victory in Jesus. You can't just sing those words or just say that word, say those words. You have to believe that. You have the victory in Jesus. The disciples of Jesus didn't realize their authority also. This was before the day of Pentecost. Remember when the disciples couldn't cast the demon out of the man's son? Matthew 17, verses 16 and 17. I brought him to your disciples. This is the man talking to Jesus. He said, I brought him, his son, to your disciples, but they couldn't heal. They could not heal him. And Jesus said, oh, unbelieving and perverse generation. Jesus replied, how long must I remain with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. It was because of their unbelief. Therefore, the Lord had to do it himself. But he would have preferred for them to use it. He would have preferred for them to use their authority, because they had it. They had his authority. That's why he was a little upset, a little bothered by him, because they didn't use what they had. There was another time when the Lord was a little upset with his apostles, and that was when they were on the boat. Remember that? In the midst of a terrible, deadly storm. Matthew chapter 8, verse 25 and 26. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. And the Lord said, you of little faith, Jesus replied. Why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it was perfectly calm. It was a great calm. The Lord was a little upset with his disciples because they didn't use their authority in Christ to calm the sea. So the Lord had to do it himself. See, he wants us to use his authority, not run with fear. In order to use the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must have faith in God. If you don't have faith in God, then you cannot have and use his authority. We must speak the authority of Jesus Christ by faith. Then we are able to move mountains, as Jesus said in Mark 11, verse 23. The Lord said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. For us to command a mountain to move means we have the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was prophesied.
We can't.
Yeah.
Right.
It was prophesied hundreds of years before that Jesus Christ would receive this authority. It was prophesied that Jesus would receive God's authority. It was written in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, that's authority, shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That scripture was referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that scripture was fulfilled when Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That means all power, all authority is given to him in heaven and in earth. And now he has given that power to us for the glory of God the Father. He's given us that authority. Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and demons, serpents and scorpions, which are demons, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Once we truly understand our authority, once we truly understand it, then we know how to fight Satan and his demons. That's when we realize that we are in a war and we need to be equipped. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the world. Instead, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. That's just what you were saying with all these people fighting and all of this. That's not how you fight this battle. This is a spiritual thing.
No, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Right. This is spiritual.
You see, right. Paul knew he had authority. He spoke with authority because he knew that the Lord had given it to him. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord have given us, for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. He should not be ashamed to boast of the authority God has given us. We must
but
be aware
I,
of our authority also.
Right.
Go ahead.
And he said, for edification, to bring glory to the Lord. And,
That's right.
He received it because he humbled himself to receive it. It wasn't to make him above or better or greater, like he was an elitist or anything. It was given to him by God because he was humble. A lot of times people want gifts and power and authority so that they can build their own kingdom. And that's not what God is giving us this for. He wants us to do the same thing he wanted to do, is destroy the works of the devil.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's what he wanted, and Paul went through his humbling experience to get this. He knew what he had to go through in order to get this authority. And now that he has it, he's basically saying, it is what it is. I have it. We must be aware of our authority also, even when we minister to those who we may be discipling, those under us. Be aware of your authority so that they may see our strength, our boldness, and our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ so that they may be edified themselves. Keep in mind that whenever we use the name of Jesus, we must use it in love, faith, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding because we are exercising our authority in him. That's why the Lord said in John 14, verses 13 and 14, and whosoever And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, that doesn't mean that you just ask for any kind of worldly stuff or any kind of selfish stuff. It means that when you ask in Jesus' name, you're asking in the name of who he stands for, who he represents, who he is. He is God the Father. He is the creator of all things. We ask in that name, and it's more powerful than I can even say. It would take even a whole sermon to tell you about his name. But we ask in that name because we know him. The Lord has placed so much authority upon us. You have no idea. Matthew chapter 10, verse 12 through 15. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. This is the authority you have. This peace is the peace of Jesus Christ, which you have. But if it be not worthy, he says, if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, because you will be speaking the pure word of God to them, when you depart out of that house, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Truly I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. If that city rebukes you, or if that city not rebuke but reject you, Sodom and Gomorrah it would be more tolerable. The Lord would give Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is more tolerable than what's going to happen to those who reject you. That's what the Lord is saying. Said you didn't see nothing with what I did with Sodom and Gomorrah. If they reject you, it's going to be worse. Your authority in Christ is so strong that people are judged if they reject you. So now you see why demons don't want you to know that you have authority. After they were anointed on the day of Pentecost, they received power and authority, and many were added to the church daily. The disciples realized that they had supernatural power, and they knew that the power wasn't their own, but it was the Lord's. That's why people were drawn to them, and thousands were added to the church. That's what's going to happen. People are going to be drawn to you. Like in Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, and of the rest there's no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by may overshadow some of them, and they would be healed. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. The people saw the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ working through them. People will be added to God's kingdom in this hour when the 144,000 are sealed. When they're sealed, then the world will be drawn to them, and the people will multiply to a number that no man can number, because we shall receive the power and authority to bring souls into God's kingdom. The authority of Jesus Christ is far more powerful than we can ever imagine. Just think about it. It was his authority that created the universe and placed all things in order. With his authority, we can cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, multiply food, walk on water, calm an angry sea. We can do all things through Jesus Christ. Amen. So I just say this. Don't let Satan or any person or demon try to take you away, to try to draw you away from your authority in Christ. Jesus gave it to you. So let's be sure to glorify God the Father with our authority. Because believe it or not, in the world is going to see that God is real. He exists. Our Savior lives.
Who taught the Son where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon
Hallelujah. And we are going to show the world that he lives. Our Redeemer lives. Praise the Lord. You're listening to Christian Talk. Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm very happy that he is alive. And we are going to show, God is going to anoint us and hear this. And we're going to show the full expression of God's love. You know God loves you, and he shows us his love daily, as you know, by even letting the sun shine and the world continue to go. That's showing God's love, but he's going to put upon us to show the world the full expression of his love. And it'll be to the place that there is no doubt God is real. Our Redeemer truly lives. Praise the Lord. You're listening to Christian Talk with T. Byron Tasila, better known as TNT. Were you getting ready to say something, Pastor Tasila?
Yeah, I was going to say that we all are aware that God is our authority in every area, or we should be.
Mm-hmm.
That since we know that, we need to make sure that we know what his word says. That's what God is his word, and we need to make sure that we read consistently and strive to make it our authority in every area of our lives first.
Yes.
Like Jesus said to them, he said, you don't have anything in me. Close up the doorways, you guys. You know what they are. You all know the things that you say, oh, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Close it up. So that you could say what Jesus said, you don't have anything in me. So when the enemy tries to come, he doesn't have any doorways to get in on you. And we need to recognize when the beliefs and philosophies of men are contrary to the word of God. Like Colossians 2:8 says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophies and empty deceit, according to human tradition, or according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. See, there's people talking, saying things, and acting like you're delusional with them, and telling you X is not X, and Y isn't X, Y is not, and XX, and they're delusional. And they're trying to make you chaotic and delusional too. But it says, do not go with the philosophies of men that are contrary to the word of God. When you see something is against the word, that's your standard. That's what you hold everything up against. And it says, and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That is interesting. We must keep our minds in him, have the mind of Christ. It says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. That's what you're seeing in the earth right now. And take every thought captive to obey Christ. It says, destroy arguments and every lofty opinion. That's just an opinion of man. That's delusion of man that's speaking. You don't have to go along with that. And we're supposed to be speaking the truth. In love. Ephesians 4:15 says, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. To a world, this world has tried to deny the authority of the Father. That's what's going on right now. It's denying who God is. Today's big idea, God is our authority in every area because he is the father of mankind. You can't just get a notion and let the demons tell you that that's history and God isn't anymore. Like we said, our Redeemer lives. God is real. He's alive right now. He visits all of us. Sometimes I'm hearing so many supernatural stories of even people that think they're Muslim and that they're serving ritually, and Jesus showing up, ministering to them, showing them, no, your heart, you are seeking for God, but that's not a God. I am the one true living God. He's showing up to show himself strong in behalf of the God, the true Godhead, which is Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't matter what philosophies that men come up with right now and their ways of thinking that they should probably bring in the birds and the bees to children in schools right now, and which is nothing but full porno, and bring in strip clubs to the schools. It doesn't matter the thoughts. These are wicked, demonic thoughts coming into the school system. But you guys fill yourself with the Word of God, weigh everything against that, stand on His Word, lift the Lord Jesus Christ up because He's alive, and He has given you authority to fight this battle. He is in it with us, and we're not alone. And you guys, be special ops. We're the Marines for Christ. We are the Army of the Lord and the Bride of Christ. And just be strong in this hour in the power of His might, humbling ourselves and making ourselves of no avail that we're anything except servants. And I love you all. I pray you got something out of this tonight. I thank you guys for being here and us all sticking together and keep lifting up each other. And don't tear down the body. Keep lifting the body up because this is the Army of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.